This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. In his message titled, Let's Be United, Pastor Scott reminds us that each of us is uniquely equipped and gifted, and that these gifts should be deployed to the betterment of the church. This message was recorded on Sunday, September 6, 2015. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Well, good morning, family. You all awake? You all cool? Oh, you're hot. You know, one thing I really like about our fellowship here is that we are united. We are one. And it is such a good feeling being able to come here knowing that, you know, our uniqueness and all of our differences, no matter what our main goal, our target, our touchdown, whatever you may want to call it, is to get people saved. And then once we get them saved, then we get them baptized and discipled. And that is like one of our main core purposes, to save souls. Amen? You know, I like one of the best definitions I like about United is this one. We are uniquely different, moving in the same direction toward the same purpose. Amen? You know, if you ever been on a canoe, and being in Hawaii, I would hope many of you have been on one. How many of you haven't been on one? Just a few. Grant, you see those hands, you go take them out. Take them out in the Pacific Ocean, way out in the Pacific Ocean, and paddle together. Because I've been on one. And when we paddle and we are united, we are in sync, that canoe goes fast. And when we are not in sync, when everybody's paddling at their own speed, whatever or however they want, that canoe just doesn't want to go. I was on a canoe once and we were paddling. We were paddling and these were a bunch of pastors from the mainland. So they tell me, you, Hawaiian, I'm not Hawaiian, okay, I'm Okinawan, but you was born here, you live here, so you go in the front. It's like, why? You know, because we're going to follow you. So we're paddling and we're going nice and smooth. And then another canoe comes up on the side of us and they started, you know, catching us up, ready to pass us. And all the white guys in the back of me say, let's go faster. So I try to pick up the pace, but they don't keep up. Instead, we go slower. We go slower, and then it's like, man. Then I realize that, shoot, we need to be paddling in unison, in unity. And when, like what we have here, and I love it because we all are united. I don't hear one of you talking bad about the other one behind their back, unless you guys talking bad about me behind my back. Go ahead. I never hear nothing, so we're all good. Amen? You know, if you ever built the house, I built my house like 25 years ago. Kind of long, yeah? And during that building, you know, we all looked at the plans. We all had one goal in mind, is to build this house. And everybody did something different, but it was together. We had to get somebody to clear the land. We had to get somebody to lay the foundation, to frame the house, to run the pipes, to run the wires, to put the drywall, the roof, the cabinets. Everybody did something different, but it was for one purpose. And just like us, look around. There is nobody in here that is exactly like the other person. The only thing that's same is we have a heart, two hands, two feet, hair. Some of us don't, but we're all the same in some way, but we're all different. We all have our common goal, which is serving the Lord, reaching the lost. Amen? In Romans 12:5, it says, so we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. See, we are connected. We are connected in different ways. We do different things. Some people say, you know, you ever heard the question, why are there so many different denominations? It comes to your mind, yeah, why are there Lutherans, Baptists, and all these different denominations? Presbyterians, and you know, there are many different denominations, but the common goal in these denominations is undisputable, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and he lives and he is the Lord and Savior. It's not disputed among the different denominations. It's not disputed with the Lutherans. The Lutherans, they follow the teachings of Martin Luther. See, these different denominations came out of different perspectives, different styles of teaching. And I think what really happened was the devil himself was trying to split up the church. One guy is teaching this style, one guy is teaching this style, but all the time, the commonality is Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that he is the Lord and Savior. And what the devil did, I believe, in trying to split us up, God caused that so that all the different denominations can reach different types of people. Amen? And I believe that's how we evolved, because people weren't, they were set on, yes, Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, he rose from the dead. But what divided them was they teach a different style. Maybe some people preach once saved, always saved. Some people say, no, I don't believe that, so I'm going to go start my own. But then through all that division, God allowed the different denominations who teach different ways reach different type of people. You know, some denominations emphasize slight doctrinal differences, but mostly they offer different styles of worship to fit the different tastes and preferences of Christians. Like, some churches will still sing hymns. And if we sang hymns here, some of you may love it. Some of you may be sleeping. Some of you may be like, ooh, that's a little bit, you know, too old-fashioned for me. But make no mistake, we as believers must be of one mind on the essentials of the faith. And beyond that, there's different ways that we can worship in a corporate setting. And this is what causes the different flavors of Christianity. And the diversity is a good thing. But disunity is not. And as denominations form from differences in opinions, you know, what Satan probably meant for harm, God turned it around for good to reach different types of people. Some of you love it here, and I'm glad. Some people have came and said, well, it's a good place, but it's not for me. They may go to another place. But that's what the difference is, yeah? So we, as followers of Christ, need to be united. And the point is, number one, one God we serve, and we are one people. There is no question when it comes to our God. We know he is, and there is no other. But when it comes to man, we say, well, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Lutheran, I'm Pentecostal. Can we all just proclaim that, hey, I am a follower of Christ? Amen? Ephesians 4, starting in verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Paul, he was talking to the church at Ephesus, and he was listing the elements of unity centered on the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this provided the basis of the spirit of unity that should exist in our fellowship. One body refers to the church. All believers should be one. Different parts, but one body. Not Baptists here, Lutherans there, Pentecostals here, but one whole body, each doing different things because they're different parts of the body. Amen? Psalms 133, 1. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity together. Now, in this short psalm, David exclaimed how wonderful it is for believers to dwell together in unity. This thought was appropriate during the festivals that they used to have. Israelites' families came together as one to worship the Lord. Because you have different parts of the body. And just as your body has different parts, the body of Christ has different parts. And the body of Christ, if every church did the same thing, the same way, we'd be missing a whole bunch of people. So we need to do what we're called to do in the way we're called to do it. Amen? So number two, this is it. Let our differences be our strength. Let our differences be our strength. In 1 Corinthians 12:14, starting in verse 14. This is a long one, so just follow along with me. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot says, because I am not a hand, I'm not part of the body, and it is for this reason any less part of the body. If the ear says, because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body, it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were the hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But now, there are many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Or again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, it is much truer that the members of the body which seem to be the weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we deem less honorable, on these we bestow more abundant honor. And our less presentable members become much more presentable, whereas our more presentable members have no need of it. But God has composed the body, giving more abundance and honor to that member which lacked, so that there may be no division in the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. Catch this part. If one member suffers, all the members suffers with it. If one member is honored, all members rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body and individually members of it. Man, isn't that beautiful? That every one of you, each and every one of you sitting right here, are part of the bigger picture, like a piece of the puzzle, a very important piece, a very important part of the body. And we need you to function in your role as your part of the body. Imagine if you were running along the way and one of your foot says, I don't want to be a part of this body, and stop working. What would happen? You'd fall down flat on your face. Some of you, it happened. We play baseball, you're running down, and you catch a cramp when your foot stops working. Face plant. That's what's going to happen. You know, if the worship team decided, like, I don't want to be the worship team today. Man, could you imagine what our service would be like without having our hearts uplifted by singing praises to the Lord? Could you imagine if our children's ministry teacher says, I don't want to teach the children today? There'll be a whole bunch of children in here crying or falling asleep or tugging at you, Mommy, when is he going to finish speaking? I'm tired. I don't understand a word he's saying. We're all different. Some people were cut out in a certain way that they love to be with the children. You put me in there, they'll be all crying. Uncle is mean. You know, and, you know, you put me with the youth and then we just might watch TV all day. You put me on with the men, then we'll be just watching ESPN all morning. Sorry. Or football, baseball. But everybody is different. Everybody has a calling. And we need to be that part of the body that God called us to be. Amen? I like what 1 Corinthians 10:24 says. Paul writes this. Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor. Paul is speaking to the Corinthian church. And here he was talking about eating meat, you know, that was offered to idols. You know, the mature Christians, they knew that eating that meat didn't mean anything to their faith. But there were some who took offense to this meat that was sacrificed and offered to idols. So I believe he was saying that, hey, look out for the others. Because we don't want to cause division by what we eat. Some of you say, hey, you cannot eat blood. But some of the Filipinos say, blood is good. I like it. And some of the Okinawans say, blood is good. I like it. Some of the people say, well, the Bible says you shouldn't eat blood. But the Bible also says it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of it. You can use scripture either way. And that can cause division. So what do you do? You know, if you're going to eat your blood, if you're going to eat that blood, do it in your own home where nobody else can see you and you wouldn't cause nobody to stumble. And when we get divided on these issues, you know, it can cause the church to split. And then you go out, hey, you know, those guys at New Hope East Hawaii, they eat blood, you know. And then stuff start happening. Church splits up. You know, some of you here, some of you say, I refused to go there. In Philippians 1:27, only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or return or remain absent, I will hear that you are standing firm, one in spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. You know, because what it comes down to is whatever you eat, does it affect your salvation? Really, does it affect your salvation? Oh, you got it. It doesn't. But it can cause somebody to stumble. But we don't want to do that. We want to be united as one. Being a follower of Christ, being called to serve God is a high calling. And to live worthy of the good news does not mean we got to be perfect. Because who is perfect? Only Jesus. We cannot expect people to be perfect, to be accepted into God's family.
Because that's impossible. Instead, we ought to live differently because of the grace received by God. When we believe, we become children of God, heirs to the promise, members of Christ's body. This is a privilege that was bought with the price, the blood of Jesus Christ. We ought to reflect the unity, the humility, the gentleness, patience, understanding, peacefulness, strength, endurance, and gratitude to God in every aspect of our lives. You know, this is the thing, okay? All of us right here, one body, united, we all in this giant canoe, we all paddling together, we all trying to reach the same goal, is to get people saved, to get them to say, yes, I believe Jesus rose from the dead, I confess with my mouth, and we get them saved. Yeah. Then we get them baptized and discipled. Not we get them baptized and discipled and then try to save them. We are united in this purpose. We are united saying, okay, my part is about the children's ministry. I'm going to invite people here so that they can hear the gospel. But my part will be watching their children so their children will be not tugging at their shirt. Can we go home yet? Can we go home? It's hot. I'm miserable. No, some parts of the body of Christ chose to do what God called them to do and watch the children so that the parents can receive the word of Christ. And when the children are up there, they are hearing God also. Amen? So that's part of the body. That's how it is. But we're not like all separate, yeah, but we're all part, connected, one body. So here it is, number three, we serve one God with one mind, the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:10, now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be made complete in the same mind and the same judgment. Paul, he founded this church in Corinth, and on his second missionary journey, you know, 18 months they had left, they had arguments, they had divisions, everything was just getting messed up. And some of the church members had slid back into their immoral lifestyle. And Paul wrote this letter to address the problems, to clear up confusion about right and wrong, to remove the immorality among them. You know, there be times when we disagree with something, maybe some ministry. That's when we need to come together and talk. Because there were times in this church where people didn't believe that I was qualified to be the leader of the church. And sometimes I agree. That's why I need the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me. Because on my own, no way. But with the help of God, and if I believe all of you here are here this morning because you believe that I go to God and I pray and I ask what to preach about. And then when I get what God tells me, I read and I study, find the scriptures, find the illustrations, pray on it, and I give it out to you. And I believe you hear because of that, and that we are one. In 1 John 4:20, if someone says, I love God, and hates his brother. Hate is such a bad word, yeah? He is a liar, and that's even harsh, yeah? Yes? For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Wow, that can really cut to the heart. When people say, I love you, God, it can be tested by the person's love for the community of God. If that person hates another Christian, man, you got to question their love for God. Such was the case with Diotrephes, who refused to have fellowship with John and his co-workers. I have seen people leave this fellowship. Seriously, I have seen people say, I'm not going to come here because I don't like somebody who is here. Isn't that sad? That somebody here may have caused somebody to stumble, saying like, I ain't going to go there. But that's why we want to point you to Jesus Christ. Because your joy, your relationship is between you and Jesus Christ. And when it's so good, doesn't matter what somebody else may do. Because you're not going to follow them and stumble because you're connected to Jesus Christ on a personal level. Amen? As believers, we worship one God. Yeah? And we need to be able to work out our differences. Some people believe different ways we should teach some others. In Ephesians 4:2, and I love this scripture. You might want to remember it. Make a memory verse. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Make allowance for each other's faults because of your love. How many of you have faults? Yeah, and how many of you point to the other one and say it's your fault? We all are different. We all are very different, very unique. There is nobody exactly like you in all the world. I mean, if we were all alike, what would this place be? We'd be all like robots, maybe. But we're all created differently. I'm not like John. Thank goodness, because John is a tech guy. I'm not a tech guy. And because that's his strength, you should see how many situations he got me out of when my computer wouldn't work, when I needed to get this program onto this new computer. That's his gift. That's his strength. And he exercised his part as the body of Christ. Doc, he's a drummer. You put me on those drums, and all you're going to get is noise. There's no rhythm. I cannot do this with one foot and do this with my hands. It would just not come out. Guitar, I cannot hardly sing and clap at the same time. But these people, they can play the guitar, change the notes, and sing. And when they do this together, the drummer doing the drums, the guitarist playing the guitar, the bass playing the bass, and when they come together, each person doing their thing in unity, man, it is so beautiful. It makes a wonderful, wonderful sound. Could you imagine if the guitarist said, I'm going to play the chords that I want to play, and just did that. And the drummer just said, I'm going to drum the way I want to drum. And they all came up together and did whatever they want. How would that sound? I would ask you to try and do that, but I know you guys are too talented to be in this unity. But the thing is, we have a really great thing here. We understand each other. We understand what we need to do and the direction we're going. And I wanted to say, you know what? Thank you. Because we're united, and we're working together, God can bless us. And I know He is pleased with you. We just need to keep up being united. And maybe you're sitting out there and say, you know what? Yes, I am a part of this fellowship. But I don't know my function yet. Where am I supposed to go and serve? You know, because the worst thing you want to do is be a part of the body but not be moving.
You ever had a broken arm or a broken leg or part of your body that just didn't cooperate and it just stayed like dormant and doesn't want to participate? You know, we have you here and you have a calling. Are you going to step out of your comfort, your nice hard plastic seat, to do what God has called you to do? Or are you just going to sit there? Think about it that way. Try, and when you leave here, try walk out of here on one leg. We're going to have a video camera maybe. We're going to try a picture you see. Try clap with one hand. How would that work out? Yeah. We are all parts of the body of Christ. And we are different, but we are united in one purpose. Amen? And I want you to get that today, is that we are one united family working together to expand the kingdom of God. Amen?
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16675 Milo Street, Keaau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.